This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, June 22nd. God's word for you today is the meek. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 to 2 and 5. And it says, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Judah. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth." Did you notice how the Bible says Jacob begot Judah, not Reuben or Joseph? But that is not where we are going. Don't you just love how the Bible talks about Boaz and Ruth? God needed to put that note there for us to know that this is the same Ruth. God made room for more for Ruth, even in the lineage of Jesus. I pray that you will have eternal significance in the mighty name of Jesus. Cleavers get into the mix of eternal significance. We explain that kissers are not betrayers, and they are definitely not fair weather friends. You have to give it to them. They go beyond even death. They commit and even embark on the journey with the Naomis of this world. However, in the final analysis, if you analyze it to the left and to the right, kissers are in there for what they can get. Kissers are on that journey for what will benefit them. When push comes to shove, kissers will kiss you and leave. They will kiss the situation and go if they evaluate that this is not working in their favor. In fact, the kissers' motto is, "We should be seen clearly even though we are crying." Ruth chapter 1 verse 14 says, "And again they wept together, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye." In the final analysis, while kissers are not betrayers or fair-weather friends, when their eyes open after the tears, kissers are actually in for themselves. Ruth chapter 1 verse 14 says, "And again they wept together, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung tightly to Naomi." Young men and women, do not marry a kisser, marry a cleaver. Kissers are good people. They are not like betrayers or fair weather friends, but when push comes to shove, they will take stock and find their level. Ruth chapter 1 verse 16 says, "And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." In other words, Ruth was saying to Naomi, "I know you have nothing to offer me. I know you are old, but have a connection. And our connection is beyond what I can get from you." Our connection is about where we're going together. It is about Judah. Our connection is about our journey. Our connection is about that place in Bethlehem of Judah, where God has provided more for his people. Ruth chapter 1 verse 17 says, "Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Do not even think that I am going to leave you. It is till death do us part." The New Living Translation puts it this way, "Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us." Cleavers, the word of God is amazing. Let us pray. Father, help me not to be casual with my destiny relationships. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.